As fighting between rival members of the army continues in South Sudan, the United Nations is deeply concerned about this situation. On Friday, the UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS, strongly condemned the unprovoked attack on its base in the town of Akobo in Jonglei State on Thursday, in which at least 11 people were killed. UNMISS has also confirmed that two of its Indian Battalion soldiers were killed and one wounded in the attack. I am Derek Mbata. The United Nations Humanitarian Agency, OCHA, says there is deep concern among the humanitarian community about the situation in the newest nation of South Sudan. OCHA says there was an interagency rapid needs assessment in 8 locations in and around the capital Juba, where people have been affected by the recent fighting. According to OCHA spokesperson Jens Leike, the assessment teams found some areas of Juba deserted, but no concentration of internally displaced people, IDPs, there.
Where IDPs are gathered in bases, the assessments show a need for planning and management of the sites that they have there, emergency latrines, hygiene promotion, water purification, emergency food and primary health services and nutrition screening. Humanitarian partners have begun responding to the most urgent and life-saving needs. As the situation of civilian sheltering in UNMISS bases has become protracted, humanitarian partners are providing technical advice and supplies to help the mission provide life-saving services, including water, shelter and emergency health care, in line with the UNMISS Protection of Civilians mandate.
Jens Leike said further assessments were planned for Friday. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization, WHO, is monitoring the situation in South Sudan, where scores of people have been injured in the clashes between rival members of the army. Tariq Yasarevich is WHO spokesperson in Geneva.
The Juba Teaching Hospital has received 440 patients since Sunday, and half of those patients had severe injuries. WHO has provided 2 trauma kits to Juba Teaching Hospital to deal with these patients.
As is always the case in conflict situations, children and women are among the most vulnerable groups of society. The UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, is extremely concerned about the plight of children in South Sudan, says its spokesperson, Patrick McCormick.
Half of the population in South Sudan is under 18, so many of the displaced are children and women, and they're extremely vulnerable. We have started delivering some emergency supplies to those displaced in compounds and elsewhere, and will continue to do so.
On the nutrition front, the World Food Programme, WFP, is providing food to the people displaced by fighting in Juba, says the agency's spokesperson Elizabeth Beers.
WFP has moved food to an UNMISS facility for the estimated 20,000 people sheltering in UN compounds in Juba and is working with humanitarian partners as well as the peacekeepers to organize distribution of that food in the coming days, prioritizing vulnerable women and children. UNHAS helicopters managed by WFP on Thursday flew 75 aid workers to Juba from Bor, the capital of Jonglei State, which has been the scene of intense fighting.
The fighting in South Sudan prompted UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to issue a statement late on Thursday. UN spokesperson in Geneva, Corinne Momal-Vanien, says the Secretary General expressed concern about continued reports of growing violence in many parts of the country, human rights abuses, and killings fueled by ethnic tensions.
The Secretary General said that the UN mission, UNMISS, is doing everything it can within its means and in a very fluid situation to protect civilians, as well as UN and international personnel on the ground. He was appalled to learn of the attack yesterday on the UNMISS base in Akobo, where civilians had taken refuge.
Corinne Momal-Vanien says the Secretary General supports the initiative of the ministers of the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, IGAD, to promote dialogue among political opponents. Secretary General Ban calls on the government and political opposition to make good use of this opportunity to restore security and the democratic process in South Sudan. Derek Mbata, United Nations.